curatorial collective called What How and For Whom. There are four of us curators, Yvette and me, and Sabina Sabolovic and Anna Devic, and we constantly work with Dejan Kršić, designer and publicist. We work since 1999, and in terms of education, we also felt since we started to work together that there is a huge lack in the field of education, not only directed towards art professionals, but much broader than that. It's very awkward to speak English in this situation. It's really horrible. Yes, we do. Yes, we think that what we publish within the projects, we think it helps.
And also it has a different reach. I mean, that you can reach certain number of people and certain public with exhibition, and books are something that you can send or that stays longer.
So it makes some kind of discursive field or something like that, which for the people who want to actually know something about those projects or intellectually participate in them, immediately gives them some kind of, you know, structure or semantical field or context or, you know, references or something like that. So you, in a certain sense, you don't have to spell everything, you know. For some of our projects, you take the texts of either Renata Saletzl or Brian Holmes or somebody like that, you immediately define sort of field where you want to work or something like that.
Which is in one way a problem also, because then you immediately also close up some other possibilities of reading what we are doing. But this kind of tension is what we play with. I mean, mostly it's cultural theory. I might agree with this very, very partially, because this, what we are talking about in term, what we cover with the term of theoretical knowledge is very geopolitically based, I think. I mean, really based in certain cultural powers that determine the field which we cover. So in that sense, yes, one is incompetent in terms of becoming art professional, in the sense understood by artist making a living of her art. It certainly requires theoretical knowledge, but what is interesting for us would be also what kind of theoretical knowledge, theory written by whom and for whom. And I think this draft is not really aiming at that. Yeah, this draft is very general, taking as a I'm not talking about this draft, but usually when we talk about theory, it's certain standard texts written and studied and discussed at Western universities for art and related practices. Sure, it happens, not that much here, I would say, but it certainly happens. But I mean, in terms of this book, I would rather talk about its this same geopolitically based knowledge of art and art theory, which is very NATO based. I mean, how shall I put it? That's something that bothers me with this book. I think it's necessary to study it because it's one of the better written, maybe one of the best I've ever seen of the overviews of dominant theoretical discourses, but then again, one should study it just in order to get rid of it.
It seems to me that you cannot prescribe sort of list of books that would be necessary for everybody everywhere, you know, if you want to somehow develop
exactly,
the theoretical approach or awareness or something like that. I mean,
everybody has to develop their own curricula and their own reading list.
And this is what is not happening. I mean, we are all kind of just
in Croatia.
in Croatia, and I would say in many
much
other places
as well.
Yeah. That we actually just apply the theories developed in some under quite different circumstances. It's a lack of theoretical production and lack of theoretical attention also. Yeah. Isn't it what happens
scene
at the academies in a certain sense? Like this is certain drawer in which people are sharing the language, but generally I would be more interested in theory that refers to certain practice, not only refers but that helps certain practice,
which does not necessarily have to be art practice. I mean, it can be
Well, that's something I'm certainly not interested in, neither in art which comes as an illustration of any theory, and that of course happens very often, but what you mentioned about dominance of language, the thing is, this is what we are discussing now, it's also happening in English language, and that's one of the lacks I really see. I think we are sharing fragments of sentences which we read in certain theoretical texts. And when I say we, I don't necessarily mean us or us in Croatia, but in many places which are not using English as their native language. So in that sense, I would enjoy reading theory in Croatian, even if it's not written in Croatian, then at least good quality translation is something that we don't really have enough, that's for sure.
Some kind of a general problem of academia in a Croatian society, but also I believe in whole Eastern Europe, perhaps, you know, even wider, academia is closed in its own old traditional ways, that, you know, even now if you speak about, I don't know, Lacan or something like that, or Žižek in Croatia, that is, you know, horror, that is apake satanas, you know, just we don't want to know anything about it, you know. They don't perceive it as some kind of valid theory at all, you know. And that's just a part of that problem of academia. Another problem is that you don't have any kind of, when we return to the problem of the education, you don't have any kind of education for various new jobs that are created in that art field, you know, in a couple of last decades, you know. You don't have any kind of school for curators, for art managers, or for managers in culture, and you know, whatever, all kinds of those.
But also we have very narrow idea what theory really is. I mean, I believe there is a lot of it happening which is basically theoretical writing, that is just not in our attention span because it doesn't really fit easily into drawers we use for calling things art or theory or something else. That is something that I think we can develop better sensibility, and that is not depending necessarily on, it is not really about Croatia, this is, I would say, quite general. I think most of it is happening outside of the institution. There is now going on a Congress of Art Historian, which I have more or less the same feeling as if there is a Congress of Agriculturalists. Actually, I would be more interested in Agricultural Congress than in Art Historian Congress, which is maybe my problem, but I mean, yes, I think most of it is happening outside of traditional academia. I'm more than potential. I think it's a necessity. We do what we could in that regard. We do very little because we feel like that we could do very little, but we think that's absolutely necessary.
Absolutely.
I mostly feel like we should not, it's not really interesting for anyone what we think about things. What we try to do is to provide certain form, certain context into which people should be able to be triggered to come to their own reading lists or questions or ideas.
And I don't think that we would be developing like a systematical education program, four of us, or us as an institution, I mean us as an organization, because that would take a energy and effort. I think this is upon the institutions to do. So I think what we do can in a way maybe trigger changes within institutions to do something with their programs, for us to take like the part of the whole academy and to create a whole new curatorial program. I think it would also be beyond our possibilities. We would have to do only that.
Curatorial program, don't really think that's what is missing here. Obviously there are quite a lot of curators who can do quite well without any curatorial training. I also think education is happening in many forms which are not necessarily labeled as educational forms, and that's what I'm interested in. Not only in them, but this is the field I see there is the potential for our activities in terms of education. I have problems with competency, I have to say. I don't know what you mean by
competence for artists.
Like a professional artist, that's something I'm totally not interested in. I'm happy for artists to be professional. That means their life situation is more or less under control in economical terms. But then again, I care much more about some other things. So yes. If this is what competence refers to, I'm happy if I can be of help, and I believe I am, because this is what we do, we are curators, but that's certainly not among my prime goals. I think life is more interesting when you speak more languages, and one of the languages is for sure theory, and I'm absolutely interested in it, and I don't believe that art and theory are two separate things. And basically, absolutely believe they are intermingled in super interesting ways, if that's what you're asking. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, yes, why would you deprive yourself of this? I don't see the reason. But then again, no pressure from any of these sides. A solution for what? For Russia being in Bologna process? That's very good for Russia, I guess. Much better than not to be, I can imagine, just like here.
I looked a bit at the proposal, and that the two programs that were mentioned, that especially the other one that is in art management. And of course, what Natasha just mentioned, if you are having economical problems and you feel you're lacking basic skills, whatever, to be okay in your everyday life, then you feel that you should get more. But beyond that level, I don't think that most of the new programs that are being offered are proposing a different form of education. They're maybe offering like a basic skills that for the first half a year will feel like, okay, now I know how to write my curriculum vitae, or I know how to, write an application for money. But they are not really offering different approach to education.
It's like speaking English. Of course you have to speak English. Yes, of course you have to read theory. But for what? In order to what? In order to do the job professionally. But I would like to believe that this is not the only horizon of our endeavors.
The problem of education cannot be solved at that late level. Education should start, in a kindergarten, and we should change. Mm-hmm. Especially in Croatia, there is a problem that 40 kids are in one class, which is way too much for one teacher to actually work with them, you have schools, in the morning, in the afternoon, you don't have enough, extracurricular activities and things like that, if society as a whole starts to solve those problems, the problems of,
but
professional
I think
artist in their early 20s, or something like that, and their approach to theory would be much different, because
I think for me
view would be different,
In that respect, it's Paulo Freire would be the best example, this writer on education from Brazil, who, I mean, is talking about the whole system of education that we're having today, and Bologna process is not bringing anything different as a banking system of education where educators are depositing mm-hmm. their knowledge into the students, and on the other hand, he's proposing the knowledge which you create together. So you even create your curricula together with your professors or however you would call, so everybody's in a way student and you learn from each other. Now, as Dan says, you cannot, you have to start it on all levels. You cannot start it at Art Academy and then have this bubble of a very progressively organized.
And it comes down to the questions system. Of economy, I mean, who has the access to education and to what education, and
That's another thing.
I think it's not another thing. I think it underlies what we are talking about. If that, that means that what we are talking here, that we are deprived in certain sense from certain knowledges which are easily, much more easily available in some other places. These other places are places of developed Western capitalism. And in that sense, yes, education is one of the targets.
Because
that I feel we should do something about.
Yeah, the paper mentions at one point that in Russia there are only two private initiatives in education, and I'm personally very skeptical about private initiatives in education, not because, I mean, because I feel they're not bringing challenge to the system, they are just bringing, you know, programs for the rich kids or whatever, I mean.
And in that sense, I mean,
structurally they are not bringing anything
new. Competence. If we are talking about competence, which would make you more swim more easily among the choices you have to do daily in order to survive, then yes, we do lack also that kind of competence. But the thing would be to challenge the idea of competitive knowledge, which is what we actually deal with. And yes, we are in this competition, we are not doing as well off as we should. We are lagging behind. Although I actually, of course, don't think we don't lack anything behind. We are where we are, and we can do many unimaginable things with this. No, I think it is a symptom of crisis in that field. But then again, I really have problems with these platforms as any kind of solutions, or even as a discursive field, I have problems with that. Because they are very competitive, limited, and also based in economic conditions. I mean, can you imagine many people from Croatia going to Cyprus?
And also based on a very limited, socially limited field. If we are talking about transforming the education, then we are not talking just about Documenta and Manifesta. Then you have to think wider, beyond art education.
I think they are interesting to students, they are just not getting it at the academy. Whenever there was a glimpse of something, I think people just ran after it. That's what I remember from university, where we got very little of this, that's for sure. Yes, I think that would be really something for institutions to understand. That our role is not really producing visibility and reproducing representability from midnight to 24. That's true. We are under a lot of pressure to produce it all the time and to reproduce it. That's true. And
to have a visible product. Yeah.
You just have to devise the system to avoid it. But I think it should be embedded in the system that we have. Time for invisible work. I know only about attempts that work temporarily, or I don't know any models in that sense. But I mean, one simple thing would be research, that if you do an exhibition that you are not expected to submit the proposal and then have 9 months to fundraise for it additionally, to develop it and to realize it, but that you can submit a proposal which will happen in 3 years, because you need 3 years to do many invisible things. it's really banal, but it's also something that in cultural policy here in Croatia absolutely don't recognize it. You always have to pretend that not only you will read books and travel and meet people, but that you will also produce, even if it's not an exhibition, then you will produce a round table with people discussing about what will happen in the future, which is a fake, totally.